Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart Scott, I get nervous when the chair is empty.
Like, I mean, it's jail cell, man. I feel like I'm about to be interrogated.
You don't like being in the huddle.
That's your choice, bro. You the one that want to be the big time TV star.
Chris Canty joining us.
Out there looking like you about to sell some bean pies. My bow tie guy.
They know when I do that, I'm Sir Brother Noomsy. When I do that, I'm Sir Brother Noomsy. You trust a guy more with a bow tie and glasses.
Nah, but you know where you miss me, Bart? Where you lose me is with the soul glow in your hair. Yeah, but, that's not juices and berries, bro.
No, you got the S curl,
you got Chris. Duke's kit, you got something Chris. In there.
But the Chris, Duke's kit?
Chris, no, I had the olive oil hairspray shine. You know, I had to hit it because when I came out, because of the weather so dry out here, man, my hair was thirsty. I started seeing a little dandruff. I'm like, I got to grease my scalp or somebody think it's snowing on my suit.
How'd you know Bart was in the green room?
Because he know the sound. He know that desperation.
Just look on the back of the couch.
Yeah, it's about time we get some winning team memorabilia in that studio, by the way.
Oh, I won a lot of games, Chris.
Damn.
You won a lot of games, but you did not win the game.
Yeah, how do we feel? By the way, again.
You won the game, and you'll never live it down.
So I'll never let you forget it because you talk cash money going into the matchup that we had on Christmas Eve 2011.
Was I not supposed to talk cash money? So people with two Super Bowl rings can talk down to you. So if you have two Super Bowl rings, you can talk crap to Chris because he only won one.
Yeah, but sorry, I'm only one in New York. Sorry. That's hard to do.
I feel like it's hard to win a Super Bowl. You guys with probably, an eight-string quarterback.
You probably have never seen the movie The Best of Times. Robin Williams is in it. It's a football movie, but it's about these guys who played in high school, and they wanted a reunion, and they lost this big game, and they can never get over it.
Yeah,
and so they decide to organize a rematch against that rival team.
Really?
And like their work, it's actually an entertaining movie, and it's in the mud and all this stuff. But it like feels like Bart needs to just get everybody together. We got to play this game again.
Man, y'all ain't got enough money for me to do that. y'all can't raise enough money on a GoFundMe to get me back out there on the football field.
Listen. I'm not just the endorser of the Sandwell Institute of Pain. I am a client.
That's for that reason.
Exactly. Like this is why this is a partnership made in heaven, man. I'm trying to get free back raises for my sciatica.
Can I get this? Because this is what there are listeners right now going, hey guys, they're pointing to their watches. Hey guys, you're forgetting something.
What that?
And Kenny, I know you know what time it is. So when we get to it's the third hour of the show, right? And so when we reach hour number three, Bart Scott and Chris Kenny, you are welcome to chime in as well.
Should I let the guest? Should I be a hospitable host?
Do it together
and let Chris.
No, I think this should be a duet.
This is always better in one part harmony.
You want? Okay. All right, Bart Scott, Chris Kenny. Take it away. When it's hour number three, what's that mean?
It's the power hour.
Quit putting that Big Trouble Little China bell, man.
The gong is a part of it. You got to have a gong,
but
man.
That's the wrong gong. That's the Big Trouble Little China gong.
Y'all got the gong in the studio. You're taking from us right now. You got the gong. We got to get that gong
Shout
back.
Shout out to Kurt Russell. Hey, Bart, how did I do? That was my first time bringing in the power hour.
That's pretty solid.
You're a tenor. You know what I'm saying? That's all good, right?
I'm a tenor? Okay.
Yeah, I'm high soprano.
Look at you telling me about gifts I never knew I had.
Yeah. But you know what? While we have you, Chris, Herm Edwards was on with us earlier, and he feels like the Giants' approach to this game against the Eagles, which is important for the Eagles, Jalen Hurts is apparently going to play, or he's trending towards playing. And Brian Daboll, some reports are suggesting, is not going to play his guys.
Mm.
And Herman's like, I'd play my guys. It's a game you're trying to win. How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm with Herm on that one. I mean, you have an opportunity to get better. You have an opportunity to improve and to carry over the momentum that you had in the Colts game into the wild card round. And when you look at the opponent that's staring at you with the Minnesota Vikings, that's a team that doesn't scare you. A few weeks back, you gave them all they wanted, and Daniel Jones did not play his best game, and yet you're talking about it coming down to a 61-yard field goal. So I'm with Coach on this one, and that being Herm Edwards. And it's interesting, Al, Bart, because I actually did the post game for the Colts game at MetLife Stadium last week, and Brian Daboll said there's plenty of time for my guys to rest in the offseason. We're going to play. Now, as we got into the week, he backpedaled off of that a little bit. He said he's going to do what's in the best interest of his team. And I get it. There's a concern about if a guy is going to get hurt, you know, why would you risk injury? It seems like you can't improve your playoff standing. There's nothing to gain and everything to lose. And the thing that I would argue is there's something to be gained. It's called confidence for your guys. And Tom Coughlin used to preach this all the time. Confidence comes from demonstrated performance. So if you continue to go out there and do it over and over again and you have success over and over again, well, as Bart will tell you, success begets success in this league. And so that's the argument that I would make. And then the last thing that I would point to, Alan, there's a guy that plays quarterback down in Tampa. I don't know if you've heard his name before. It's Tom Brady.
Future Jet.
He's won a few Super Bowls. Tom Brady, whether the game in the regular season finale means something or not, always plays. Always plays. Yeah. Now, most of the time, Tom Brady has a bye, but even when they don't have a bye, he plays in those regular season games. I went back and checked, Carla. I want to call you Carla. I went back Alan, Bart. Tom Brady has completed 21 seasons as a starter. 21 seasons. He's played in all of the regular season finales. All of them.
Because time at some point.
Like, I'm sure he doesn't play the whole game, but yes.
Yeah, but my point is, he's out there. Yeah. If Tom Brady can be out there, why the hell Daniel Jones can't be out there? Mm-hmm. Tom Brady's going to be out there this Sunday. That ain't a Todd Bowles decision. That's a Tom Brady decision. But the whole point is this. There's always something to play for in the NFL. And in this instance, it's about the psychology of your players. And it's not a light switch. It doesn't cut on and off. So for all of those people in the media, all of the people in fan bases that want to talk about, oh, I want to sit my guys and we're going to rest up and we're all of a sudden going to keep it. No. That ain't how we do this. It's a slow build to the playoffs. But once you get to this point in the season, the intensity ratchets up, the speed of the game ratchets up, and you have to be prepared for that. And so I'm a proponent of them playing the starters.
We'll
see what ends up happening. Maybe you treat it like a preseason game. Yeah. You allow those guys to go out there, play a quarter, play a half. But I don't think you rest those guys and then you go into the wild card round having not played a consequential game for 2 weeks. I can't get down with that.
Now, do you go to Kayvon Thibodeau and say, hey, man, you were sitting up there making snow angels last week. That's respectable. That's a statue. Let's go make some snow angels today and tenderize his shoulder and tenderize his body right here because we might have to see this guy in a couple weeks. Let's go ahead and get some body blows in.
Listen,
Bounty Gate.
Listen, that's the added benefit of having your guys out there, right? You can check Jalen Hurts oil and some of the players that the Eagles got in the lineup.
You can
see where they at with it. You know, no Lane Johnson, so maybe there's an opportunity to pressure off of the right side of that offensive line. I'm with you on that one, Bart. If you can take a pound of flesh from the Philadelphia Eagles, a division rival,
leave a mark.
Why not?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? I mean, Bart Scott has left plenty of marks on the Pittsburgh Steelers in his time and the New England Patriots in his time in the AFCs. Like, he's done that. So I get that part of it, but that is not the reason why I would push to have my starters out there at least for a few snaps in this game on Sunday.
All right, Chris Kenny joining us here. It's Barton High 98.7 ESPN.
Can I ask about his other team?
Well, go ahead.
Now, do you think the NFL did a disservice to either the Eagles or the Cowboys by letting them play at the same time? Because they could have put one at 1 o'clock or they could have flexed one to the night game or something like that. But the fact that now you talk about both teams putting their players at risk, we understand why, you know, the Eagles would have to go and put Jalen Hurts at risk because they saw what Minshew did last week against a team that's not going to be in the playoffs. But Dallas is potentially putting guys out there and putting guys at risk, and they have no chance to win the division, especially.
That's not true.
Well, what I'm saying, especially if you think about Daboll not putting his best team out there, right? Because we know what they're going to do. They're not going to play their starters.
Mm-hmm.
So likelihood is if Hurts is playing. So, like, but Dallas has to play because just in case, like, it doesn't go the way that we think it's going to go.
I get where you're coming from. And here's the thing. I'll help you answer your own question. How does the NFL get the best theater out of Week 18?
Yeah.
They get the best theater by the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles not knowing what the other team's outcome in their game is.
I agree with you on that one. I understand what Bart's saying is like, all right, one team will know, but I'd rather have what Chris said. The theater of we're in the second half and both games are close.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the Giants are taking their starters out. They're putting their bench in, and the Cowboys are like that. That's where it gets dicey. And I think that's where you start really getting the emotion and the entertainment value of it. If I already know, it kind of takes the spice out of the game.
But here's the thing.
Like, we'll know Sunday night's game will already have sort of like the idea. Like, the Lions might go into that game knowing they're done.
Yeah.
And the Packers still have everything to play for.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Lions, if somehow the Lions are still alive, because it's who has to lose?
Seattle has to lose that game. Yeah.
So if, and I don't think it's going to happen, but let's say it happens. Well, now all of a sudden the Lions are like, well, we're biting kneecaps and we might win this game.
But
like the Packers might suddenly have themselves a game to deal with because you got a team that's a lot more hungry and knowing that they've got something to play for.
But here's how you manufacture that. You simply just let the Commanders and Dallas play first because you know that Dallas is going to beat the brakes out of the Commanders, so it makes it a must win for the Eagles. You could manufacture that, and that's even better theater because now you can watch both games instead of having to flick from channel to channel, figuring out which game you're going to pay attention
to. That's why we watch Red Zone.
I ain't got picture to picture. I got an old flat screen TV with a little TV on the top. That's why you watch
Chris. That's why you watch Chris Hansen.
Wow.
That's why you'll put on Chris Hansen, right?
That's my picture to picture. A flat screen tube TV with a 13-inch on top.
No, it is.
Mark, can we talk about your Jets for a second, though?
Well, I was going to ask. Yeah, I was going
to
ask.
I'm trying to avoid it.
Chris can't enjoy it.
I heard you earlier, bro.
Joe Flacco, Chris, starting sends what? And then them say, well, Zach just needs to read a book. He needs to get away and focus on that. What does this tell you?
Al, I don't understand it. The game means, I don't want to say it means nothing because everything means something
in the NFL.
It always
means something, yes.
But this is an opportunity for Zach Wilson away from the hecklers at the home crowd to get some snaps in a regular season game to see if this guy can get it turned around. Now, it doesn't mean anything for the Jets in terms of being able to get to the postseason, but it does mean something for the Miami Dolphins because they're in a winning-in scenario.
Right.
So why not keep a division rival out and Zach Wilson be a big part of that? I think that helps in terms of being able to ingratiate yourself with the fan base and with your teammates. I don't understand why the Jets aren't giving him that opportunity after what we heard Rob Saleh say earlier in the week, where through hell or high water, we're going to stick by Zach and bring out his full potential. How the hell are you going to bring out his full potential if he's on the bench? That doesn't make any sense.
He's saying they want him to just focus on 23 and just
get him a gap year. They want to give him a gap year, Chris.
Yeah. I don't know. Here's the thing, man.
It must be going so bad for him that they're like, man, we can't put him on the field.
He got the yips, man. He got the yips.
Well, here's the thing. I think it's fair to question his sports character after some of the commentary after the losses, especially that last one in Foxborough. Mm-hmm. So that's a part of it. It's not the physical attributes because he has that. It's a matter of the 6 inches between his ears and what's in his chest. And those are the things that we don't have answers to, but you would expect that the coaching staff would have a little more insight to those things. And the fact that you're not going to give him an opportunity at the end of this season, it just doesn't make any sense. And usually around this time, Alan, is when you start to see quarterbacks turn the corner.
Figure it out.
At the end of year two, that's usually when you start to say, oh, you know, maybe we got something.
But we're in the same.
Joe Burrow at the end of year two. Oh, maybe we got something. You know what I mean? When you look at quarterback. Trevor Lawrence, end of year two. Oh, we got something.
Oh,
Justin Fields, end of year two. We got something.
Hey, crazy.
It's time for Zach Wilson. This is the time for him. And the fact that it hasn't clicked, I think you got to have some major concerns about the long-term future of the quarterback position for the Jets.
Crazy.
This might be the draft pick that Joe Douglas blew. The most important one.
Crazy. Every one of those guys, and I have a theory, every one of those guys you mentioned has what in common? They played a lot of football, and they played a lot of football
in
at
college.
A high level.
Yeah.
Right? The Jets' mistake is they continue to go for these one-hit wonders. Started with Mark Sanchez.
No, don't say the Jets' mistake. Joe Douglas' mistake.
No.
Joe Douglas has got to own this one, though.
I understand that. What I'm saying is Tannenbaum did it as well. Pete Carroll said, hey, Mark Sanchez wasn't ready. They also kind of mentioned that Sam Darnold wasn't ready. See, when you talk about
Sam
all
played, but Sam played a lot at USC, though.
No.
Wait. They were scouting. What's his name? Was scouting him for 2 years.
Yeah, I remember Sam Darnold when he played at Texas Stadium against Alabama.
Okay. But what's it? McCagden was scouting him before he was eligible to be drafted.
Everybody wanted Sam Darnold. Yeah.
So here's the thing, though. Like, when you talk about the guys that make that corner, even if you want to go to Kenny Pickett at pick number 20, these guys are mature men, and they had played a lot of football in college. Right, you talk about Trevor Lawrence. We've been knowing about Trevor Lawrence for a long time, right? We've been knowing about, we knew about Justin Fields for a long time. We didn't know about Zach Wilson. He popped on the scene. Bart,
your point is well taken, and I don't want to be dismissive of it, but I also don't want to lose sight of the biggest issue that Zach Wilson has had, which is maturity and leadership.
Yeah.
That's the biggest issue that he's had. That's why he's not getting the benefit of the doubt. And from his teammates and from the coaching staff.
Yeah.
That's how you get your teammates to show up with Mike White t-shirts, the backup quarterback, on a road game when the team decides to bench you. All I'm simply saying is this, and your point about the starts in colleges is well taken, Bart, but at some point, you have to be able to get past the lack of maturity that Zach Wilson has shown. And from the sound bites that we heard from Rob Saleh when saying he needs to find himself, I took that as Rob Saleh telling his quarterback that he's got to ask himself the difficult question of how much does football mean to you?
What he needs to do is read a book. I mean, just saying read a book is like, damn.
You got to find yourself.
Now,
he says you got to find yourself. So
MILFs for nerds.
Easy.
Why, man? Why?
Because it's Bart.
We having a good conversation. Well, you going to bring that up?
Because he's Bart. And it's the offseason's coming. You got to stay busy. That also leads, though, Chris.
He should stay busy working on his game out on the West Coast with Tom House like Jalen Hurts did.
It also leads to something that Mike LaFleur said that I think has been an epidemic with this franchise forever. And that is they've rushed a quarterback. They haven't developed him properly. You know, LaFleur just basically saying that he probably would have benefited from sitting and learning behind a veteran in his first year, which, remember, the veteran that they had in that room when they first brought him in was Josh Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
This grizzled vet, Josh Johnson. And then they finally brought in Flacco, but Flacco wasn't there to be anybody's instructor. How much do you put on LaFleur, very inexperienced, Saleh, first-year head coach, on them and how they handled this kid when they decided to draft him at 2? What they did from that point forward has led them to this, not just, as you mentioned, the kid and his immaturity. Are you not putting accountability on them for that?
I can't buy that, man. Think about how bad the situation was for Trevor Lawrence when he stepped into Jacksonville. Urban Meyer was his head coach.
That place was a train wreck.
It was with Justin Fields, with Matt Nagy as his head coach in year one. They almost knocked the career out of the kid.
And actually, Mac Jones in year two, it feels like, is franchise malpractice.
Yeah, I mean, so you've seen dysfunction around developing young quarterbacks around the league, but the great ones seem to find the ability to rise above it. And I'm sorry, when you take a guy with the second overall pick, the expectation is that he should be great. And the fact that Zach hadn't been able to overcome it, I guess you can point to it as an organizational failure, but it's a shortcoming on his part as well.
But it's a league-wide thing, too, because people hear second overall pick, they think he has to start. Where, from the beginning, they should have got a good player in front of him so he can learn from for 2 years. Much like Carson Palmer, he learned from John Kitna. We don't even have to go to Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre.
Or Mahomes, like John obviously, Kitna, and Alex John, Smith.
Listen, Carson Palmer was the number one overall pick. We talk about Phillip Rivers sitting behind Drew Brees. We talk about Eli Manning sitting behind Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
And these guys were way better prospects than Zach Wilson could ever dream to be. And it still took them a long time. And when they got in, they still struggled.
So with that in mind, do we all agree, though, that whatever the Jets do this offseason, they have to find a veteran starter and not expect Zach Wilson to start for them next year?
No, the Jets in their window right now with that defense.
Right.
They got to go get a quarterback.
So here's a name, Canty,
Give it to him.
Bart brought up and Damian Woody co-signed. Tom Brady.
No, he ain't coming here.
Why not?
He ain't coming here.
Do the Jets have a better roster than the San Francisco
49ers?
And he ain't going out there. If Purdy take them to the Super Bowl and Trey Lance, what do you think he going back there?
Okay, so a rookie's going to take the 49ers to the Super Bowl, something that's never happened in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, I thought he'd go to the Raiders.
It almost happened. It never happened.
Almost only counts in horseshoes and grenades,
You're talking about
man.
Joe Flacco,
so stop yourself, man.
No, I'm not even talking about Joe Flacco. I'm talking about the Sanchez.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
Dude went 15-1. He almost did it. Dan Marino went to the Super Bowl. No, that was his second year. Never mind.
Yeah.
Bart, all I'm simply saying is this. There are going to be other landing spots that are probably looked at as better fits for where Tom Brady's at in his career.
First of all, Chris, we're here to sell hope to the
I'm trying to sell. Listen, there's plenty of hope out there.
Can I make a pitch?
Jimmy Garoppolo is a good quarterback.
Tom Brady
ain't coming to the Jets.
Can I make my pitch?
Go ahead and make your pitch, man.
Dude lost $650 million reportedly to FTX. You know you can recoup that in New York City. Making business ties in New York City. Reportedly, I think the man got a house out here somewhere. Guess what comes with Tom Brady? Gronkowski. Gronkowski comes back with Tom Brady here because they need what? A tight end. And if you still want to have hope for Zach Wilson, you know Tom Brady's a short-term solution, that he'll be gone and you'll still have an opportunity to treat him like Jordan Love. So then you have an opportunity. If you bring in Derek Carr, you paying Derek Carr such a bag at 31 years old that he's your guy. So you got to throw him away. This gives you an opportunity to still keep Zach Wilson. You get to put that beautiful face on Broadway. Can I still sell?
Bart, give up on the Zach Wilson, man.
We gave up on Geno.
Do you see how long it took for Geno to come around? How many different stops?
Well, damn it. We should get him back.
Okay, Bart, if you want to go after Geno Smith because he's a free agent, great. Hell. All I'm simply saying is there will be veteran options on the quarterback market that are upgrades from what you got, not named Tom Brady.
But you
that
can't
could
give
put
up
the Jets in a situation where they're a playoff team in 2023. Those are things that Rob Saleh and Joe Douglas should explore this offseason.
You can't get rid of the number two pick and the number three pick all within 4 years.
Yeah, you can. If it ain't gonna work, why are you gonna stay with it? That doesn't make any sense.
It's his second year.
Did y'all give up on Danny Dimes? Danny Dimes was trash too. Bart, so what you're saying is this. This is what you're saying. We got a defense that's a top 10 defense.
Yep.
That can be the reason why we can go on a championship run.
Yep.
And we're gonna roll with the potential of Zach Wilson.
Even though
he hasn't done anything.
No, Zach Wilson's gonna be watching for the next 2 years. I'm saying, don't give him away.
So the next 2 years, then he's gonna be a free agent.
No, you decide, you make him play out his contract just like.
So
Daniel
he's gonna
Jones.
Be a free agent. That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Did Daniel Jones suck?
Well, they didn't. Yeah, they didn't.
Did Daniel Jones suck?
Bart, the organization decided they're not going to exercise his fifth-year option.
After what year, Christopher?
What you mean after what? You got to decide it with a first-round pick after their third season.
Mm-hmm. So what season is Zach Wilson on?
It's his second year. It'll be his third season. But based on the plan that you're outlining, he ain't going to play next year.
Yeah. It don't matter. We're going to know what he's about just like we know about Jordan Love. He's in the same situation, right?
All right,
Jordan Love came in the year before. Like, y'all didn't give up on Daniel Jones, and now you want to sign him long-term, correct?
Right, Chris has a show to get to, of course.
I'm calling on this show. Give me the number. I'm calling in.
Please
877-955-0321.
You are drinking the Zach Wilson Kool-Aid, brother.
No, like, I'm just saying there's no need to throw him away.
I mean, you right there with Jim Jones in that cult, man. We got to get you out of there, bro.
Man, but listen, man. Put on your Nike Cortez. Put on your black Nike Cortez, and we're going to drink some of this Kool-Aid.
I'm good on that.
I'll tell you what, though. This is just an example, though, of course, of the energy that always exists between these two men. And that's why I love having Chris on the show, because the debates are always spirited. The information is both sides, of course, presented well. And it's a lot of fun. And I just sit back and forget, I got a show to host and make sure we get the break and all that other stuff. But still, both arguments make sense. But obviously, right now, no decision needs to be made.
Man, just look at Zach Wilson play. Bar argument don't make no sense.
Did you see Daniel Jones in his second year?
So much hate. Anyways.
Did you see Daniel Jones in his second year?
800-919-3776 is the number. Who do you agree with on this one? Chris Canty made his case. He's done with Zach Wilson. Bart Scott saying, not yet. Not yet. Got to give him time.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Well, Bart can't wait to see this weekend. I imagine it's going to surround football. That's coming up a little bit. We got your calls at 800-919-3776. Now let's grab a few right here. Rob in Roxbury. What's happening, Rob?
What's up, guys? I'm a Jets fan, and I just want to say I 100% agree with Chris Canty. We can talk about Sam Darnold, Mark Sanchez, Geno Smith, all showed us great games. Zach Wilson has shown absolutely nothing except that he had zero business being the second overall pick. You go back and even watch at BYU, he sat back there all day and just threw the ball up to wide open receivers. Joe Douglas should be the one being taken to task for a terrible pick. If you go back and look at the top 15 players in the draft, they could have kept Sam and taken Chase or taken Sewell or taken Kyle Pitts. This is all on Joe Douglas. Mm. All on Joe Douglas.
Nobody gets
way
them
more
all, right?
than LaFleur in this situation.
Nobody gets them
I
all, right?
I cannot believe he's getting a pass for this.
You can't chastise Joe Douglas for the fact that he got Zach Wilson and we don't know if he can play or not. And then not give him credit for Becton. No, I'm saying not give him credit for Becton, Sauce Gardner, who a lot of people thought Stingley should get picked. And not
Dude, I yelled at my TV when he took Becton over Wirfs. He did the same thing with Wilson. He swung for the fences.
They needed a left tackle, first of all. They need a left tackle. And listen, it's no question that Becton
right
can
Becton
play.
Becton doesn't play at all.
Yeah, but we know that he's super talented. His first year, we know he's super talented. And you can't – he moved up and got Breece Hall. Let's talk about – you got to go pros and cons. Okay, so you say Zach Wilson. He got you Breece Hall. He got you Michael Carter. He got you Sauce Gardner. He went out and got you Vera Tucker.
Garrett Wilson.
He got you Garrett Wilson.
Elijah Vera Tucker. Jermaine Johnson. Like there are hits. Rob, you're right. There are hits. But as Chris said, hang on a second. Hang on. As Chris said, when you have the number two pick in the draft, actually, you remember Dave Gettleman said this before the Saquon pick? You got to get it right. Like, you have the number two pick in the draft. You got to get that right.
Joe Douglas, when he's run the show, they have not had a quarterback throw for 10-plus touchdowns. The quarterback thing is not on LaFleur. I'm not putting it on Salah. I'm not even putting it on
It's on LaFleur a little
Douglas
bit here.
Got this wrong. He drafted an inaccurate quarterback who has no leadership skills. That's on him. That's
Yeah, that's the other part of it, Rob. That's the other part, Rob.
It's hard to get that part right, to know if somebody got leadership skills. Anybody can lie to you. These guys are so programmed. They go to
Thank
these
you,
places, and they teach them how to talk and how to answer questions.
Yeah, but I'm with him on that. The red flag was, if you remember,
what is this?
He wasn't the team captain.
What is this, draft day?
Yeah, exactly. None of your teammates went to your birthday party. Right, I mean, like that. I'm sorry, but that's a reality, though.
The biggest indictment is that the fact that, because if he would have got Mac Jones at pick number two, y'all would look at him. He was damn crazy.
Yes, you're right,
y'all
but know, not
y'all
Justin
know,
Fields.
Y'all, like, y'all went and got,
but not Kyle, Justin got, Fields though. Justin got, Fields was not so. That's, I remember that thing. Draft. We covered it extensively, of course, because the Jets were so high. That the Giants were as well. Like, this was a big draft, and every quarterback in that draft, we put a lot of time in on. And I remember all the Fields slander that started to come around about him going into that draft. That frustrated some people. That all of a sudden Trey Lance came out of nowhere. And then you had, obviously, Zach Wilson and the throw of the pro day season that we got all excited about. Right? They were, the only given was Trevor Lawrence. Then everybody else was sort of this manufacture of hype, which is always happening with quarterbacks in the draft. We're going
to
hear about it in this upcoming draft as well.
It's easy to pick
one. And you're right. And that's the part, I think, Bart, I'm a big fan of Joe Douglas for more than just picks. It's how he's run this franchise, how he's gotten this franchise stable, the relationships that he has around the league that allows him to do some things that have helped this team, that this team is in the best place it's been in years. There's no doubt about any of that stuff. But you cannot, when a fan says that that pick is on him, you can't deny that. The pick is on him. He made it. And it's, so far, looks like the wrong pick.
Yeah.
Period.
To be determined.
All right. Well, you say to be determined, but I'm telling you that it's something that right now is indisputable. Chris is in Bethpage. Chris.
Hey, guys. Listen, I'm a big Giants fan, but I got to say, Bart, that's a crazy take what you had. I'm sorry. Comparing Zach Wilson to Daniel Jones in the second year, I'm going to just tell you what.
Y'all hated Daniel Jones.
Listen. Can I make my point?
Yes.
Can I make my point?
Yes.
Listen. All right. Here's the deal. In Daniel Jones played the third year. Okay, he played the third year. The Giants wanted to see what they had. And Saquon Barkley got hurt. And you could tell the offensive line was terrible. They had nothing around them. Okay? So they really still didn't know what they had. To sit Zach Wilson out behind a veteran quarterback makes no sense whatsoever. You got to let these guys play. Okay? And by the way, listen. We saw glimpses of Daniel Jones, even in the first game he played against Tampa in his second year. You saw glimpses.
He gave you hints. Yeah, he did. I agree, Chris.
You guys,
Daniel Jones,
him.
There were times you watched and you're like, all right, he's got some wheels. You know, like you right. saw there was stuff about, and I also think to me, his personality, like, which is what Canty right. brings up. Like, the personality side of it, I mean, I've interviewed Daniel Jones. I've met him. I've spent time with him. Like, he has
Don't
a way
nothing.
About him that you're like, you know, this guy, like, I
he's
like
mature.
That. Yeah, he's very mature. And then I've seen, you know, and then Zach, you see some of the stuff with Zach Wilson. You're like, eh. Like,
but,
you know,
but y'all wanted to fire this dude all the way up until
yeah,
the beginning
fans
of the season.
Were, you
in
got,
the beginning
Chris,
of the
you got to admit.
I still want to get him up
Giants fans were done with Daniel
y'all
Jones
him.
After last year.
No, y'all
no,
hated
listen,
him.
Listen, guys, seriously. Go back, and I know you can't do it. I used to call Dave Rothenberg all the time. I'm a big Giants fan. And I said, we don't have anything around this guy. I wasn't one of those guys. I'm on tape a year and a half ago saying, I'm with Daniel Jones.
Okay.
So he lost Saquon Barkley, right? He lost Saquon Barkley,
right.
correct?
No, no.
And he lost Saquon Barkley,
right? Horrendous.
Gettleman
yes, did
he lost
no
Saquon
favorite.
Barkley, right?
All right.
He lost Saquon Barkley, right? Zach lost Breece Hall. And he also lost Vera Tucker. And he also never had Mekhi Becton. He had one wide receiver. Kenny Galladay and Kadarius Toney. And Sterling Shepard.
Now I'm falling off.
And Sterling Shepard.
Kenny Galladay?
No. I'm talking about what his pedigree is and what he's supposed to be.
Yeah, we're going
to
leave it there.
He's supposed to have been the same thing.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be the same thing that Corey Davis was supposed to be. This guy was a pro bowler, and he was an all-star. He was the highest paid guy for a reason. You gave him the money for a reason. So, I mean, like, come on, man. Like, the kid lost Max Mitchell, George Fant, Mekhi Becton, Vera Tucker. Mm-hmm. So, you can't play at a high level, and especially when there's no threat of the run on this eighth running back. What I'm saying is you guys want to act like you guys had a love affair with Daniel Jones. You just start liking him 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, literally.
Well, you got a coach that got him where he needed to be. That's the other part of this, the equation. He said Brian Daboll was the right hire, and he got Daniel Jones. Remember early in the season?
Yes.
He was barking at him in front of everybody.
But
he got him where you needed him, and the Jets, you can't say the same. This is a failure on many parts. The kid and also those around him. That is a fact, Bart. That's a fact.
It is.
Right?
But would Daboll had have got that out of him if Daniel Jones was in his second year? Could anybody had have got to Daniel Jones in those circumstances in his second year?
All right.
So it's not apples to apples.
No, I don't think it is either.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Day show coming up in 10 minutes or so. Guys are down the hall. It's kind of cool to be around them again, like to be able to just like see other people. When we were at Seaport, it was only TV shows there. All big TV celebrities walking around. Although, I guess Michael Kay is a big TV celebrity, so.
Yeah, he is.
You know what I mean? Like, I guess.
K-Rod Cash, you know what I'm saying?
Here's the question, Bart. Like, I asked the audience. So, this is 1 week now. We complete back to a local New York-based show. And, how'd we do? How'd you feel? Did you feel good? Does this fit right?
I feel good, man. I feel like I neglected Bobo a little bit.
Yeah, we're not talking a lot of Bobo anymore.
Yeah, I feel like I got to get back to that because, the Knicks should have traded for Bobo.
Maybe they could.
Then they would have had a stretch wing.
Very stretch wing.
They would have had Wei-Wei.
Bing bong!
I mean, I don't know if the Magic want to give him up, but I'd take him.
It's too late now. He's a star. Everybody knows he's the most improved basketball player.
He should win most improved player this year. Yeah, he's been phenomenal.
I mean, he's doing stuff that, man, like, he's like Dazim out there, man, Dazim from Street Fighter.
You know what Bobo is doing? He's setting up the league to get ready for Wembanyama. Because it's kind of like he's like, he's Costco Wembanyama.
But that's the thing. What about when they play against each other and then he got an axe to grind? You're going to see him smile. You see him smile, that's really his
frowning. He never smiles.
So when he go against Wei-Wei, he'll be like, yeah.
It's not Wei-Wei.
I've been waiting for this, Mr. Postman. It's going to look like two praying mantises is fighting.
They might start a fire. It's like sticks when you rub them together. Like, it could be crazy.
Sprinkler system, come on.
But tell us what you think. At Bart and Hunt on Twitter, because obviously, we're getting late here in the show, so we don't have a lot of time to take calls.
Yeah,
but it's it's almost like that. Okay, like, what would you do differently? What would you improve? That whole thing. Like, how do you feel? Like, we gave you what you wanted. We're back doing it this way, the local way, the New York-only way. And, just curious how people, are you feeling it or not so much?
Are we Wacky D off?
I don't think we're Wacky D.
Off CB4.
No, we're not Wacky D.
Dance. Pootie Tang.
Top of T on the top of tie.
Yo, when they redid the Sugar Hill Gang, when they redid that, somebody did it from an LA perspective. That's actually, if you've ever heard that, Rapper's Delight, but it's the CB4 version, it's actually really good.
CB4. When the girls turned him into a doll and was shaking around when they were supposed to be making love, Chris Rock, he's like a doll.
So good. All right, with a minute to go, give us a few things that you can't wait to see this weekend, Bart Scott.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll do, since we only have a couple of minutes to go, I'm going to do
we have a minute.
What I can't. Well, I'm gonna go with what I can't wait to see. And what I can't wait to see is who's going to kind of take the lead in the coach of the year. And I think it could be determined in the last week this year, because listen, right now it's Brian Daboll.
I think Brian Daboll's got a lot.
Because he has his team in.
Okay.
But tell me this, if the Lions get into the playoffs, would you not give that to Dan Campbell and what he's been able to do, especially after starting 1-6, and they beat the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, Dan Campbell would be definitely a guy he'd have to consider.
And for the aforementioned, what about if Mike Tomlin finds a way to get the Pittsburgh Steelers into the playoffs with a rookie quarterback that was picked 20th in the league?
Yeah.
Would you expect him, and arguably the hardest conference or division. In the league, right? Yeah,
no, those are good. Those are good.
I got one more. Pete Curl resurrected Geno Smith.
It's five. You know what I can't wait to see? The Knicks win 4 in a row tonight in Toronto. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you Monday.
Wei-Wei.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.